This is about behavior modification. This is about going on a diet and losing weight the first week. You go, yeah! But if you go on a diet and gain 3 pounds, you're saying, hey, Oprah, babe, the cabbage thing, it's not working, right? We got to do a little different deal here, okay? You're starting to think through this. Now, what you're doing is you're modifying behavior by giving yourself positive reinforcement. I want you to have some quick wins. Knock out that little one. You go, yeah, put it up on the refrigerator. Draw big red lines through it as you knock them out. Yeah, another one down. And then you call me on the radio and going, debt-free freedom when you get out, right? Because when you don't have any payments but a house payment at the end of this, you'll be able to do some of the other things we're talking about, like finishing your emergency fund, which is the next baby step, like investing for your kids' college, when we talk about that in that session, like building and doing some things to change our family tree. But the problem is I can't even get people to think about funding a Roth IRA because all they can think about is funding the bank. That's what happens when you're a goat instead of a gazelle. That's what happens when you have a slave's mentality. You lose your hope. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's not good enough. I won't stand for it, and I won't have it. It's not going to happen in my life anymore. I'm tired of having these young couples in our offices, and their marriage is just hanging on by a thread because they're just at odds with each other. They're about ready to kill each other over this financial stress, all brought on by a bunch of stuff and the debt that goes with it. It's craziness. It's gotten out of control. It's time to get focused and gazelle intense and attack this stuff. Attack it. Kill it. Get it out of your life. And then later, you'll be able to own and buy anything you want. You'll be able to help others. You'll be able to be in a position to change your family tree and leave a legacy. Thanks.
It's never even crosses our mind anymore to open up a Visa. Because, oh, we need the money. Because we have the money in savings if we need it. I mean,
I've been fighting alligators rather than draining the swamp. And I'm learning, now I'm learning how to drain the swamp, and it feels pretty good.
You pay off that first bill, it's like shackles off my feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
When you start using cash instead of the credit cards I don't know if you still use, you will feel like you have so much more control.
She said, you know what, Mama? She said, ever since I've known you, which is 32 years, you've always been in debt. And she said, don't you think it's about time for you to get out of debt? And I think it's time for me to get out of debt.
If you have debt, then it affects everything in your life. And you can't move forward as long as you have that debt.
In less than 3 years, we can be completely out of debt and really start working toward building some wealth. Before, we would have been in debt eternally.
I just cut up my Visa Classic card. The only one I had. But it felt so good. He let me hold them scissors and I cut it with everything I had.
Credit cards reek.